Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Thursday the 25th of August, 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's Numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today, we're looking at a particular word in the last verse of Psalm 132. That's verse 18. It reads, I will clothe his enemies with shame, but the crown on his head will be resplendent. Now, in the previous podcast, we looked at the word crown and how it can refer to more than just what we might think of as being the crown, that is connected with being separate, separated for God, consecrated, anointed, and many other things. But today I want to look at the word resplendent. This crown will be resplendent. The glory will shine. The word can mean blossom, can mean shine, can mean sparkle. It can also mean flower and plate in different contexts. The mixture within these words of these different meanings seems to point to not only the growth of plants, but the gleaming of a crown, the crown of the ruler of Zion that's talked about here in Psalm 132. It will shine with a gleam that's greatly in contrast with the grey shame with which the enemies will be clothed here. That's what they'll be clothed with in verse 18. And this word resplendent, that also means blossom or flower or plate, is very much connected with the temple, which this psalm is connected with, or all about, the first half of the psalm in particular. The temple built by Solomon had cedar carved in the form of gourds and flowers, open flowers, 1 Kings 6, verse 18. The inside of the temple was cedar, carved with gourds and open flowers. Everything was cedar, no stone was to be seen. Flowers, the same word there as in this psalm for resplendent. Now the word can also mean plate. And indeed, there was a very special plate made out of pure gold that we find in Exodus 28, verse 36. Make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it as on a seal, holy to the Lord, or Yahweh. Fasten a blue cord to it, and to attach it to the turban, it is to be on the front of the turban. So Aaron wore the plate there on his forehead so that he might be acceptable before Yahweh. So there's a connection with holiness and righteousness and being able to approach God connected with this word resplendent. Another use of the word is in the confrontation of the people who challenged Moses and Aaron in Numbers 17, verses 1 to 11. We won't read the whole story right now, but they challenged their authority, and so they got all their staffs together. And what do we see there with Aaron's staff at the end of that is that when Moses went back to the tent of testimony, he saw that Aaron's staff, which represented the house of Levi, had not only sprouted but had budded, blossomed, and produced almonds. So this fruitfulness, this resplendence, is an indication that God is with his man, with his one that he has chosen, his anointed. Fruitfulness is part of the plan of God, that he might bring fruitfulness through his anointed one. And who does he do that through the most, if not through Jesus Christ? Jesus taught his disciples and said that you will bear much fruit. And indeed, as we read the book of Acts and we look at the history of the early church, God's anointed did bring great fruitfulness in his own life, but also through those that followed him. Indeed, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 6, it says, all over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. God's ultimate anointed one, Jesus Christ, does have an incredible crown. And that crown is resplendent and it shines brightly out to the world through his people. Well, next time we'll go on to the following psalm. If you want to check out our church work, it's nwlcc.org. Please pop over to iTunes and give us a review. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.